Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
You know, if I had one wish, it would be that this day would never end, because the heroes that we're interviewing, it's just truly amazing. And the feedback that we get from our listeners, because that's why we do this, is off the chart. I mean, we started the show with the co-founder of the site that became Match.com, Will Buckner, with GrowthX now. And we had the CEO, chairman, and founder of Meritage Homes, Steve Hilton, starts a company and grows it to $3 billion in sales. I mean, that is just incredible. And we had from Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week and Project Runway, Sandhya Garg, who could be reached at sandhyagarg.com. And of course, you know, she promised to dress me after this interview. So what more could I ask for? Well, I could ask for one more thing, and that's what we're going to talk about next. That's right. Okay, here we go. All right. She is the author of Amazon number one international bestseller. Your ears are going to perk up when you find out what she does. Are you ready for this? She is a sex and happiness coach, Lori Handlers with ButterflyWorkshops.com. Now, Lori, how did you get into the whole thing with sex and happiness? Do they really both go hand in hand?
They do. If you don't have happiness, you can't have great sex. And if you don't have great sex, I don't know if you can have great happiness, really.
Well, I mean, Lori, why is it such a thing where, you know, we see all sex on screens, we see it in magazines, we see it, you know, on the news, we see it all over the place, yet people are still very shy to actually talk about it?
Yes, well, we see it everywhere because they use it on us to motivate us to buy things. But in fact, we need to be connected body, mind, and spirit. We need our whole body connected. And many of us were taught that below the neck was, or below the waist, was sinful, and you know, we shouldn't go there. And so people are just, they've been raised to be afraid of life force. They got us.
Now, Lori, how did you get involved into it and become an expert in the field?
Well, I always was interested in it. That worried my mother. but I started studying sexuality in around the 90s, in 95, 96. And I was a government contractor then. And my contracts went away. I was doing welfare to work with Bill Clinton. And when George W. Bush got elected, all those contracts went to churches, faith-based organizations. I didn't own a church. So I said, I'm going to take my hobby and I'm going to make it my vocation. So I was studying my interest, which was sex, finding out more about it, finding out how people could get more comfortable. And I said, that's it. Sex always sells. I'm doing that.
So what's the secret to being more comfortable with it? Maybe one or two secrets you can share with us.
Well, what I teach is breathing, sound, and movement. It's very, very simple. I teach people how to breathe and make sound when they breathe so that they can actually feel their bodies. And then I teach them how to move properly so that they can connect the dots, so to speak. It's very simple. It isn't rocket science, and it isn't dirty or weird. It's just common sense, but we're so suppressed that we just can't connect most of the time.
And again, we're talking with Lori Handlers. You could reach her at ButterflyWorkshops.com, or of course you could reach her through Alliances at ELIANCES.com. We'll have the link there. Author of Amazon number one international bestseller, Sex and Happiness. Now, Lori, you travel all over the world to the most exotic places, teaching people from all different cultures, all different backgrounds. What's one common thread that you've noticed that is the biggest thing really holding people back? And is it based upon culture? Is it based upon region? Is it based? What's it? What do you see?
Well, different countries have different things, but mostly people have fear. They have fear of public opinion. They have fear not only of public opinion outside themselves, but what they've internalized, like whether they'll think badly of themselves if they actually really let it rip and have like fantastic sex, if they have wonderful orgasms, or what their partner will think of them. Or so they're afraid.
Absolutely. Wow. You're listening to the Alliances Hero Show with me, David Kogan. Be part of the community. Go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. Tons of stuff going on there. You may have the opportunity to meet many of our guests and heroes who have been on our radio show. I mean, we've got the place. You need to go. We're Entrepreneurs Align, alliances.com. In fact, too, is you may see Lori Handler's there. You can reach her at butterflyworkshops.com. Lori, you're part of Alliances, part of the community. You've been to our private experiences, private roundtables and stuff. I mean, give our listeners, or maybe one or two out there, possibly that not heard of Alliances, the insight of what it's done and what it's been like for you.
I've met the most amazing people at Alliances. I've done business with a lot of people at Alliances. It feels like home to me, and it's people who really care about other people growing their businesses, but in a heartfelt way. That's because of you.
Well, you're too kind. you're too kind. You do a lot, and you know. And the thing is again, you know, you talk on a topic that, you know, some people go, ooh, but yet they're maybe the ones that are most involved with it behind the scenes. How do you see business and sex relating to one another? Because you talked a little bit about, you know, if you're happy here, you're happy there. How do those two, though, interact?
Well, there's the bedroom and the boardroom. So all the people pretty much who have made billions and billions of dollars know the secret that their sexual energy is really their vital life force. It's the creative energy. It's the fuel. That's how we came here, and that's how everything else gets invented. Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, Chapter 11. Cultivate your sexual energy. All those families, the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, the Kennedys, the Carnegies, they all knew it. We don't know it because there's been such suppression in our decades, in our lifetime, but they knew it and they used that energy.
Where do you see the industry going itself? How do you see the sex changing and stuff in the future?
Virtual reality. Oh my gosh. I mean, things are happening in the in the software world that, and I've met some of the people at Alliances, anything you could conceive of, you could actually have a fantasy about in virtual reality. That's where it's going. But there's other things too. I mean, there's lots of ways that people can improve their sex life. Even people come to see me who've had their prostate removed, and it's not over for them. I don't want them to get their prostate removed, but it is, men, it's not over for you.
And let's talk about that. So Butterfly Workshops, what does Butterfly Workshops provide?
I provide classes and training. I provide a bunch of different trainings, 1 day, 3 day, 1 week trainings for couples and singles. I don't discriminate. And they come and they learn how to connect better with their own body. Mostly it's about the person and themselves, and then it's about them and a partner. I also see people individually on Skype or in person, and I help people be less afraid of what's happening to them, as they age. My current topic is sex and aging, how to have sexual ecstasy at any age, because as people age, the baby boomers are getting older, and as they age, they still want sex, but they have to look at it differently. They have to do different things to allow themselves to have pleasure.
Because I think the myth is right, you reach a certain age and then you have no longer an interest.
You should never stop.
All right. So,
ever.
Lori, is there ever an age where, you know what, you've had enough?
No. People think that, and it's wrong thinking. That's what makes them old.
I mean, yeah, that's fantastic and very worthy advice and stuff. If you were addressing students and stuff that now are reaching, okay, and you've done it, you know, going through puberty and stuff where your body just goes through a massive amount of change and you don't know which way you're going and stuff. What type of advice would you give them regarding what's taking place and maybe, you know, how to not get taken advantage of, whether you're male or female, regarding sex and stuff?
I'm working on a TV show right now about all that. I would first of all tell them to speak about it. They have to speak about it to someone. It may not be their parents. I hope it's their parents, but it may not be. They need to talk about it. They need to have support groups where they have to speak about the changes. And also they have to be able to ask real questions, not learn from porn. Wrong place to learn. They need to experience the changes in their bodies and feel like they own their bodies, and this is their creative life force that's just swelling up in them.
You know, and there's so many misconceptions. I remember, too, one of my daughter's friends thought, and I don't remember what age, third grade or something of that, thought that if you hold hands with a boy on the playground, it means you're going to become pregnant.
I probably thought that once, too.
I mean, you know, so fantastic.
Bad information. Someone has to take responsibility to teach these young people what's really happening to them.
Absolutely. Well, Lori, you live fearlessly with love, passion, and happiness for all. That's a hero. Lori Handlers, you can reach her at butterflyworkshops.com. And, of course, this is David Kogan with the Alliances. And thank you to our famous producer, Glue, Christine Jeffries with LoopyDocs.com for all your editing needs. Continue to stay tuned every week with David Kogan of Alliances.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com.